This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we've seen it gracing shelves in various stores for years. The Farmer's Almanac has a devoted following of people who read it and take its information to heart. Many believe that the information contained is the best estimate of what we can expect throughout the year. And it must be on to something because it's been in publication for more than two centuries. So what are we going to see in the 2025 edition? We'll find out right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
The inception of the Farmer's Almanac dates back to 1818, a period characterized by the absence of technology and publications for farmers. At that time, the almanac was an essential tool for farmers, offering guidance on weather conditions and anticipated sunrise and sunset times. Sandy Duncan, the editor of the Farmer's Almanac, emphasizes that it continues the unique features that cater to a diverse audience.
Like you said, it's kind of a calendar of curiosities. It's a calendar of weather forecasts. It's a calendar for gardening and fishing. It's really a book. It's a magazine. You know, it's a good question. It's kind of a book for everything. If you want to pick it up, you'll learn something every day. We call it a magazine or a publication that comes out yearly, but it's also kind of a brand. And what we've tried to do over the years is try to give people information that helps them plan their days and grow their lives.
Like with anything that's lasted over 200 years, the Farmer's Almanac has evolved with changes in society, science, and life.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the Farmer's Almanac started way back in 1818 when everybody was farmers. Obviously, at the time, there wasn't a lot of technology or publications, so everybody really depended on the almanac for the weather as well as even the time of sunrise and sunset because they needed to know what time to get out there and start working out there. So as we've evolved, as well as the almanac, as well as farming industry, I do believe that we still have a big farming audience. I would say that we're more a general publication. People that want to have big farms or the people that have like just a backyard farm or garden, I should say.
However, the more things change, the more they seem the same. Over the years, there have been segments that have become popular and fan favorites.
We have a Gardening by the Moon calendar that people look forward to. We have a frost calendar. So if you want to pay attention to when your average frost dates are, and obviously our long range weather forecast, we try to give people an idea of what may come the next four seasons ahead.
The part that always seems to open the almanac up for scrutiny is the weather prognostications. It uses a formula and data that dates back to the first editor of the almanac. Many swear by its accuracy despite the fact that we have more scientific understandings of weather than we did back then. And that says something.
The Farmer's Almanac bases its long-range forecast on a formula that dates back to 1818. It's a mathematical and astronomical formula. And pretty much it was a formula that our founding editor came up with where he was able to set a bunch of rules that kind of followed celestial things in the sky with meteorological events. Now, we have altered the formula somewhat over the years, but we still pretty much follow the formula. And it looks at things like sunspot activity, tidal action of the moon, position of the planets.
To learn more about the Farmer's Almanac or to even order your copy, you can go to farmersalmanac.com, and we have a link to that on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters, I'm Dustin Huffman. The story more can be found at iowaagnet.com.